Okay. So, next topic I'd like you to do is this one.
Okay.
Who cares? Social rights, etc.
Okay, my name is Robert, and I'm going to give my two cents about the topic who cares. I'm going to do my best to clue you in on the topic of charity organizations.
Organizations.
And yeah, I will try to shed some light on that topic as well.
Good.
I would like to kick off by talking about animal rights, and there are plenty of people that think that animals have no rights at all, and I think that this is a kind of movement that is fighting to make people aware that animals have the same rights than
as people.
So I think it's a good initiative to be taken into consideration, because one of the most loyal friends. Uno de los amigos más fieles del hombre, it's the dog. I mean,
okay, so tell me in English.
One of the most loyal friends that a man has is the dog, for instance.
The dog is a man's best friend, is the expression.
The dog is a man's best friend, yeah. I think that we have to take that into consideration. Because they will, it is going to take care of us with all the possibilities that it has.
A dog generally has unconditional love for its owner.
Okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Repeat.
Yeah. A dog has normally unconditional love for its owner. Regarding charity work done by famous people, we have to admit that it's just a kind of advertising. They are doing that partially because they want to help, partially because they want to be have their help recognized. So I think it's sometimes, to be honest, we have to say that.
It's a bit.
yeah.
Ended a bit quickly.
Yeah. To be honest, we have to take into consideration that the intentions of being involved in charity work are not so
altruistic.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We have to say accept as well that there is a kind of compassion fatigue in our society. I mean, things can't be done always by compassion, because if we have compassion for others, people that we are helping are going to take advantage always of the situation, and they are not going to do absolutely nothing.
Anything.
They're just going to receive what we give them. So we have to change.
Can you give me a specific example?
Yeah, for instance, if we are just giving money to a charity organization, and people is receiving money just for
people
are receiving money just for eating, and for instance, and nobody is showing them how to earn money. This can't be sustainable, because I mean they are going to receive money all the time. Whereas, for instance, if we pay them or invest money in a kind of education in order to make them productive, the situation could be easily changed as well. And they could, for instance, receive some kind of formation in order
training
in order to be able to work in a particular field. So after, let's say, 6 months, they will be able to earn their own money, to pull their own weight.
To pull their own wait. don't say like that in the exam, but more fluid.
I think that the best ways of raising money for charity is
don't read that tal cual.
Yeah.
There are raising money for charity nowadays is a very important thing, because they're not start with a totally different structure.
Okay.
Break away from the
yeah.
structure.
Yeah, raising money for charity nowadays could be done in several different ways. One of them, for instance, is a music concert. You can where several singers with good reputation could be
with
a good reputation could participate, and this is always a brilliant way in order to get money, because normally people it's quite interested
people
are always quite interested in them.
Yeah, for example, in the 1980s, I remember there was an important concert that aimed to raise money for Africa.
Yeah.
And I think it was called Feed the World, and
yeah, I mean Michael Jackson and yeah,
all the greats.
Yeah,
Queen, Sting, maybe the Beatles weren't involved, but many Live Aid—that's what it was called. You know, maybe we could have more of those kinds of things. But I'm also skeptical as to how that money is spent nowadays.
Yes, that's another problem. I mean, it's because there is a. Double-edged sword. I mean, first of all, you get your money, but then you send the money and nobody cares what is the money invested.
Is the money invested?
What is going to be?
Where is not? Indirect.
Where the money invested is.
Where the money is going to be invested.
Where the money is going to be invested.
Direct question: where is the money going to be invested?
Okay.
Where the money is
going to be invested. So this, I have to pay attention, because otherwise the money is going to the wrong hands.
The money can get into the wrong hands.
The wrong hands.
Mm-hmm.
I think that government should play a vital role in all these questions, because instead of turning a blind eye on this issue,
turning a blind eye to
this. Or to dwindle the problem.
To what?
I don't know if it's one.
Dwindle is
dongling.
How do you spell it?
Yes, what they say before. D A W D L
D L W D D A W
D-A-W-D-L...
Dawdling. Yeah, but to dawdle the problem. Let me check. But you're not seeing an object after this.
Okay.
So there's no point in dawdling.
Okay.
You know, try and when you see these new things, try and use them as close to the structure that
okay.
of the examples that you see.
Yeah.
I mean, dawdle back. I can see that dawdle back is to return. So you can use back with it, but
yeah, you have to be careful with that.
Yeah, to dawdle the car. No, you can't say that.
To dawdle the problem. No. Okay. To postpone is trying to postpone.
To postpone action. Well,
to postpone action. To put off.
To put off taking action.
Mm-hmm.
To put off taking action
on that issue, and that's not a very good idea because problems are getting bigger and bigger. I mean, and then a government will find insurmountable hindrances.
Insurmountable
hindrances in order to solve that problem. Yeah.
Nice, very good.